Hare Krishna. With sincere gratitude, I welcome all of the assembled devotees this evening. According to our schedule, today we were to be in Ekachakra, the birthplace of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. However, the Lord had other plans. There is a bund or a protest where all roads and travel facilities are stopped throughout the state of Bengal. And it is very dangerous to go anywhere. So today, through transcendental sound vibration, we will all travel to Ekachakra. Because we learn from our acharyas, our scriptures, and from our own experiences, that there is no difference between transcendental sound vibration and the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, and the holy Dham of the Lord. It is said Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. And Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's names, Krishna's descriptions are none different than Krishna. So wherever our mind is absorbed in Krishna, we are in Vrindavan. So today, we will go to Ekachakra without having to board all 66 buses. Without the risk. When we went to Srikhanda 2 days ago, there was a political protest by the Congress party that held up the roads for several hours. So without the risk of roadblocks, traffic jams, or anything else. It's so much easier, isn't it? Just by hearing and chanting. Kevala Anandakanda, this process is so joyful. The mercy of Lord Nityananda is the most important consideration for every aspiring devotee. Narottam Das Thakur prays, Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachisuta Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Nitai. That the son of the king of Braja appeared from the womb of Sachi Devi, and Sri Balaramji appears as Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram is the original servitor Godhead. He is Krishna himself, absolutely none different from Krishna, but always in the mood of the servant of Krishna, arranging and creating everything for the enjoyment of Radha and Krishna. He expands himself in all the five primary rasas, expands himself as the holy Dham, as Krishna's paraphernalia, to assist Krishna in his pastimes. Balaram's everything, his all in all, is only to fulfill the desire of Krishna. And similarly, in the Treta Yuga, when Krishna appeared as Sri Ramchandra, Balaramji appeared as Lakshman. Lakshman would consider no other identity except the servant of Ram. Although he is the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead, he established devotional service as his life and his soul. Lakshman was not banished to the forest for 14 years, but he would not stay in Ayodhya separated from Sri Ram. He went. And he was always, in any menial or heroic way, there to fulfill Ram and Sita's desires. That same Balaramji, with his full potency, appeared in Ekachakra as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. It is very interesting that our Sambandha Guru, Sanatan Goswami, our Abhideya Guru, Rupa Goswami, and our Prayojana Guru, Raghunath Das Goswami, their connection to Lord Chaitanya, all of them, was through the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. When Sanatan and Rupa Goswami were in Ramkeli, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with big kirtan. In the middle of the night, Rupa and Sanatan came. They first met Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. And it was Nityananda Prabhu that brought them inside to meet Lord Chaitanya. It was he who presented them to the Lord's lotus feet. Raghunath Das Goswami, he tried through so many means to escape the unbelievable enjoyment, pleasure, and opulences of his home. But his parents were powerful, wealthy, and influential. They kept bringing him back. A few days ago, many of you went to Krishnapur, the birthplace, and the place where Raghunath Das Goswami was brought up. The last set of buses were not able to go there. But please do not feel so bad, because through sound vibration, you already went there, actually. We wanted to go there so bad, but Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to get out of there so bad. Just as you have had impediments getting there, he had so many impediments to get out of there. He couldn't. It was impossible for him until he went to Panihati. And in the words of Raghunath Das Goswami, our own Prayojana Guru, he performed seva for Nityananda Prabhu. And after following Lord Nityananda's order, which was to serve all the Vaishnavas in a very humble way, by providing a feast of Jiradahi, organizing, serving the feast, making every devotee completely satisfied, then receiving all the blessings of the devotees. Then Raghunath Das Goswami approached Nityananda Prabhu. And he said, "It is known that no one can approach the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. No one can attain the shelter of his lotus feet unless you show your kindness upon them." That is an eternal truth. Sri Nityananda Prabhu blessed Raghunath Das Goswami and told him, very soon you will be removed from your, liberated from all your material bondage, and you will achieve the position of the intimate servant of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, under his secretary, Swarup Damodar Goswami. Lord Nityananda Prabhu placed his lotus feet on Raghunath Das Goswami's head. We find Nityananda Prabhu bringing dacoits, murderers, outcast people of the most sinful lives, as well as very, very high Brahmins. He made no discrimination. To receive the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, there was no consideration of anything one had done in the past. Whether you're a pious Brahmin or Jagai Madhai, that is not a consideration for him. The only consideration is your eagerness to receive his mercy and faith. Faith in the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with that eagerness, the willingness to follow. Justice seeks qualification, but mercy considers, does not consider qualifications or disqualifications. Mercy is received simply by our willingness to accept. Nityananda Prabhu is the supreme embodiment of the Lord's mercy. In Vrindavan, the Leela of Radha and Krishna is a very, very confidential circle of the most intimate, pure-hearted devotees of the Lord. Navadvipa is non-different than Vrindavan, but it opens the doors, inviting everyone, anyone, from anywhere to enter into the Leela of Radha and Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur, in one of his beautiful songs, he prays that one cannot enter into the circle of Radha and Krishna's pastimes without the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. How is that? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, go out and preach to everyone. Worship Krishna. Chant the names of Krishna. Become a devotee of Krishna. Krishna is your mother, your father, your real wealth, and your life and soul. Give this message to everyone. Nityananda Prabhu did. Along with Haridas Thakur, the Supreme Personality of Godhead fell at ordinary people and even sinful people's feet and begged them with tears in their eyes, please take the name of Krishna. Later on, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, in a confidential place, he ordered Lord Nityananda Prabhu to go to Bengal to preach, to chant the name of Krishna. We will discuss this in more detail later on if there is time. You see, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was bound by the love of his mother to reside in Puri. And also because he was a sannyasi, he had to maintain very high standards so that the world would not criticize him. He himself explained that a sannyasi is like a white cloth. If there is even a tiny spot on a white cloth, everyone looks, everyone sees, everyone talks about it. Because they are representing the spirit of renunciation. So with our search, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very reluctant to even meet King Prataparudra, although he was a great king and a pure devotee, absolutely spotless in his character. Just because he was a king, Lord Chaitanya said, people will criticize because I am a sannyasi. He gave his mercy, but in such a way that it was, for some time, indirect. But what about all these people? What about these very fallen dacoits, criminals, grihastas grihamedis? How to give them Krishna prema unless you give them your association? Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya are the one supreme person with the same potency. But one is the master and one is the servant. Therefore, although Nityananda Prabhu never took formal vows of a sannyasi, he was living in the renounced order of life as an avadut. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, how are we going to reach the most fallen people, especially in Bengal? I cannot associate with them for these reasons. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu, you have descended in this world to reach everyone. So go to Bengal. It is believed by our acharyas that Lord Chaitanya then instructed him, you should get married. Then you could mix with anyone and everyone, and no one will criticize you. When Nityananda Prabhu came to Bengal on the order of Lord Chaitanya, he had his own plan, which is the perfect way of executing the Lord's plan. The Lord told everyone, give everyone Krishna prema in the mood of Vrindavan. But Sri Nityananda Prabhu understood, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. Krishna in the mood of Radha, with the magnanimous love of Radha, with the mercy of Radha. So if I just bring people to Lord Chaitanya, automatically they will go to Vrindavan and become the maidservant of Srimati Radharani. Or in their constitutional position under the loving guidance of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he preached, chant the name of Gauranga. Understand the glory of Gauranga. And automatically, you will achieve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan without impediments. Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram, non-different, with the addition of that magnanimous quality to distribute Vrindavan praying without restriction. Therefore, he is the strong foundation that we build our bhakti upon. Nityananda Prabhu's expansion is Shankarshan. Shankarshan, Ananta Shesha, is supporting and holding up all the universes, all the planets, keeping them from just collapsing, from falling. In the same way, the original source of Shankarshan and Anantashesha, Nityananda Prabhu, is the support for our spiritual lives. And Nityananda Prabhu is the origin and the essence of Guru Tattva. The mercy of Guru is the manifestation of the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Guru Parampara connects us to that mercy. After Nityananda Prabhu departed from this world, his beloved consort, Janava, went on a tour to Ekachakra. She had just returned from Vrindavan, along with Narottam Das Thakur, Ramchandra Kaviraj, and several other great, great associates of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They approached Ekachakra Gram. On the road, which was lined with very high trees, providing much shade, they happened to see a very old Brahmin who was bent over and walking, leaning on a stick. They approached the Brahmin. They all offered obeisances to him because of his seniority. And they all felt something very deeply sublime within their hearts. He told them that he was a resident of Ekachakra. Janava asked, "Can you tell us something about Ekachakra? We heard it was a very flourishing, busy town. But what we see now, it seems abandoned and in ruins. We do not understand. Can you explain?" The old Brahmin said, "Yes, I can explain. I was born and raised in Ekachakra. Let me tell you something of the history of this holy place. Long ago, the Pandavas made their home here and killed some great historical demons in this place. Later on, an assembly of Brahmins came together. And one great astrologer, through his calculations, predicted that in this land of Ekachakra, Balaram himself is going to incarnate. And all the other Brahmins and astrologers, they all checked, studied, and confirmed his conclusion. But that one astrologer said, my only regret in life is I will not live to see that glorious day when Balaram comes to appear within our land. Later on, there was a very, very qualified and pure-hearted Brahmin named Oja. He was married and had a son who was given the name Hadai Pandit. His father married him to a very, very chaste, pure-hearted lady named Padmavati. Just a few days after the marriage, the father died. Adai Pandit became known as a scholar and a very, very great devotee. His eldest son was born on the 13th day of the bright fortnight, the month of Magh. There was a famine throughout Ekachakra, but as soon as he took birth, flowers fell from the heavens, rains fell from the clouds, and all of Ekachakra flourished. He was so beautiful. He captivated the heart of his mother and father. And within days, he was the center of all the activities of the entire town of Ekachakra. When the name-giving ceremony was taking place, some recommended his name be Rama, and others Nityananda. He was given both of these names, Nityananda Rama. But as he would crawl about, people affectionately called upon him as Nitai. So beautiful. Padmavati, his mother, would hold him on lap and look at his beautiful, beautiful lotus-like eyes, his wonderful, each of his limbs was melting her heart with motherly affection. His body was soft like a puppet made out of butter. She would embrace him. She would kiss him. She would keep him on her lap practically day and night. And Adai Pandit, if he didn't see Nityananda Prabhu, even for minutes, he would start going mad in separation. This old Brahmin who was speaking to Janava, he said, one day I was in real anxiety. And I thought, nothing can solve this. I just have to go see Nityananda. He was just a little boy, crawling. And the Brahmin went to Adai Pandit's house, and he put Nityananda in his lap, and all of his anxieties were gone. That's the way everyone felt toward him. He was the all in all, the everything. As he began to walk and play, Padmavati and Adai Pandit just didn't want him out of their sight. After a few years, little Nitai said to his mother that I want to play, but I don't have any friends. Then she realized that for her son's happiness, she had to allow him to be with others. But how painful that was for her. And with his friends, the only thing they did was enact dramatic performances depicting the pastimes of Lord Krishna and the incarnations. With so much devotion, he would infuse his own devotion in all of his playmates. When the adults would see what kind of dramas they were performing amongst themselves, just in the fields and all day long, under trees, on trees. Krishna's Leela, Ram's Leela, Vamana's Leela, Narasingha Dev's Leela, Kapila Dev's Leela. They were astounded. They asked Nityananda Prabhu, all of these dramatic performances are exactly according to the scriptures, and you're just a tiny child. You never even heard these stories before. How do you do this? He smiled. These are my pastimes. But due to his own yogamaya potency, they could not understand that he was speaking the truth. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, was completely kept captivating and controlling the hearts of everyone in Eka Chakra. Then when Nitai was about 12 years old, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here in Sri Mayapur Dham. Nityananda Prabhu, he knew exactly that his Lord has come, and he roared with such thunderous sound that the world shook. And then he began to think, I have come to assist Gauranga in his Sankirtan mission. But how will I ever be able to leave my loving parents, my friends, and all the people here of Eka Chakra? He devised his own plan. You would like to hear? One day, a sannyasi appeared in Eka Chakra. He came to the house of Hadai Pandit. He was welcomed in, offered seat, water, mahaprasad, loving service in every way. Throughout the entire night, Hadai Pandit had this sannyasi discussing Krishna Katha with him. In the morning, just as this sannyasi was about to depart, he asked Hadai Pandit, can I ask one favor of you? Hadai Pandit promised him, I am your servant. Anything you desire within my power, I will fulfill. The sannyasi said, I am going on a pilgrimage to many distant lands. I have no one to assist me. Please give me your eldest son, Nityananda, to travel with. I will take care of him and take full responsibility. If Indra's own thunderbolt would have directly struck Hadai Pandit's heart, it couldn't have had the same impact as the sannyasi's words. When Hadai Pandit was walking through the fields with his little Nitai, if Nitai fell behind, even just a few feet, Hadai Pandit would frantically be looking in all directions to see him. Where is he? Is he safe? How is he? That was his parental love. And now, the sannyasi wants to take him away to distant places, and he may never return. Hadai Pandit was reeling in anguish, but he was a man of honor. He had already given his promise. He took shelter of the holy scriptures. He remembered King Dasarath. When Vishwamitra Muni came to Ayodhya and requested taking Ram into the forest with him. For Dasarath, it was more than giving his own life breath. But in order to be true to his word of honor, he was willing to sacrifice his very life in the form of his son Ram to go to the forest with the sage. Hadai Pandit was thinking that I must live according to the Dharma. I have given my word to this sannyasi. He went to his wife Padmavati and told her the dilemma. Asked, what should I do? Padmavati said, whatever you decide, that is my will as well. Hadai Pandit looked at little Nityananda, who was totally detached. He was just ready to go. He said to the sannyasi, "Whatever is your will." The sannyasi took little Nityananda, who was only 12 years old, by the hand and walked out. As soon as they left the door, Hadai Pandit crumbled to the ground unconscious. Padmavati, ocean of tears falling from her eyes, fell unconscious. The news spread throughout Eka Chakra. Everyone was in an ocean of grief. Hare Krishna. It was unbelievable. One Brahmin, he cried out that why he took this 12-year-old little boy? How is he going to help? He was never even taught how to cook. My son is qualified. He knows how to cook. He knows how to do so many other things. Nityananda was never trained in any of these servant methods. I will find that sannyasi and give him my son in replacement. Everyone in Eka Chakra was thinking the same way. They loved Nityananda Prabhu more than their own children. They all went running in all directions, trying to find the sannyasi to offer their own children in replacement. But bring Nitai back, please. Let us live. But they could not find him anywhere. Hadai Pandit, Padmavati, they wept tears 24 hours a day remembering Nityananda Prabhu. They could not eat, drink, or sleep. They were obsessed with the remembrance of their son. And just hope against hope that Nityananda Prabhu would return. Sometimes Hadai Pandit would come into his home and he'd cry out, "Nitai, Nitai, your mother has made your rice for you. Come and eat it. Nitai, let's go into the fields together and see how all the crops are growing." One day, in his madness, he became jubilant. He was leaping in the air. He ran to his wife Padmavati and said, I see in the horizon. Nitai is returning with the sannyasi. The sannyasi is coming to bring our son back to us. Let us celebrate. Nitai is returning. But it was only his imagination. And ultimately, he just crumbled to the ground in desperation. This is how they spent the rest of their lives. For 3 months, Padmavati Devi and Hadai Pandit did not eat, did not sleep, did not even drink water. They just wept for Nityananda Prabhu. But they didn't even get thin or emaciated because of their total absorption in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And ultimately, they both passed from this world crying out in separation, "Nityananda." With much feeling. Without Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, Without Nityananda Prabhu, nobody could live in Ekachakra anymore. Nobody even spoke a word to anyone else. Everyone else just left. They couldn't bear to see the places of Nityananda's Leela without him. It was too painful. The old Brahmin explained that myself and a few others remained here with the hope that Nityananda Prabhu would return to his home. How cruel is providence that she keeps me alive. Every day I roam through the forests, roam through the fields, approach Hadai Pandit's house. Everywhere Nityananda Prabhu and his friends would perform their leelas. I just go to those places every day remembering him, praying for his return. But he never returns. I have only one prayer. That birth after birth after birth, I may be born in Ekachakra, waiting for Nityananda Prabhu to return. And my only prayer is this, that every birth that I take, when I die here in Ekachakra, my last words will be the name Nitai Chand. The Brahmin then fell to the ground weeping. Janava Devi and all of her associates fell to the ground weeping. The Brahmin said, I'd like to show you all the places of Nitai's Leela. Come with me. They graciously followed. They first went to the house of Hadai Pandit. It was ruins due to total neglect for so many years. Abandoned from the time of Hadai Pandit's disappearance from this world. Seeing that house, the old Brahmin wept so bitterly in separation that he just left. And Janava just didn't try to stop him. She understood his mood. The devotees spent all day and all night in those ruins. When nighttime came, they were performing Nam Sankirtan. Everyone went to sleep later. Janava had a dream. In the dream, she saw Ekachakra as a beautiful, flourishing town. It looked like it was built by Vishwakarma himself. And she saw the wonderful, wonderful home of Hadai Pandit, with so many people, servants and maidservants all around. And there she saw her mother-in-law and father-in-law, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, who she wept because she was never given the opportunity to ever meet them. And she saw them showering affection on Nityananda and showering affection on her and Vasudha, her sister. She was so happy. She never wanted this dream to last, to end, but it ended. And she looked around into the dark ruins of the house, and she wept. Then she fell asleep again, and she saw a beautiful garden, and in it was a throne. Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on the throne, and Janava was on one side, and Vasudha was on the other side, and Nityananda Prabhu, who had years before disappeared from this world, was now reunited with his two wives, embracing them and exchanging the most intimate love of his heart with them in Eka Chakra. Her heart was soaring with glory. I never want to leave Eka Chakra. But then the dream ended. And there was nothing but darkness. A voice spoke from her heart. Return to Kardaha immediately. So she took the other devotees and left Eka Chakra. On the way, they saw one Brahmin who had become a drunkard. Nobody wanted anything to do with him. He was just an obnoxious, sinful fool. But Janava saw him and prayed to all the Vaishnavas to bestow mercy upon him. And right before their eyes, he completely transformed, became a devotee, and took complete shelter of the Lord's holy name. It is said that before that sannyasi left Eka Chakra, he gave Padmavati a deity of Krishna named Muralidhar, which is still there in the temple. Due to the Bengali Bund, you'll have to see this deity through your ears today. Beautiful deity of Muralidhar. Padmavati, when Lord Nityananda left, in her separation, she looked at the face of the deity, and every time she looked, she saw Nityananda's face in the deity. Lord Nityananda went on pilgrimage with this Brahmin for many years. Some say approximately 20 years. They went to almost every possible holy place. From the Himalayas, Badrinath, Gangotri, Yamunotri, down to Setubandha, Rameshwaram, Kanyakumari. Along the eastern coast, the western coast, he visited Jagannath Puri, where he worshipped with great love and devotion Balaram, Jagannath, Subhadra. In the western province of Pandharapur, he stayed at the home of one Brahmin. That Brahmin was very excited. He said his guru was soon coming. His guru was a great devotee of Lord Balaram. His name, Lakshmipati Tirtha. Lakshmipati Tirtha was staying in one residence. Nityananda Prabhu was hiding from him. But one night in a dream, his worshipable Lord Balaram appeared and said, tomorrow, first thing in the morning, a young devotee is going to come to you and ask you for initiation. You should give him this mantra. And Balaram gave him the mantra. Lakshmipati Tirtha was in great ecstasy. The next morning he woke up and first thing, Nityananda Prabhu comes into the room, offers his prostrated obeisances, and with folded hands says, give me initiation. He gave him the mantra. Somehow or other, Lakshmipati Tirtha just loved his disciple so dearly. And Nityananda Prabhu did menial services for him. The next night, he had another dream where he saw Nityananda. He saw his deity, Balaram, transform into Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And then he realized that Nityananda Prabhu was actually Balaram himself. In great transcendental love, he left that place and fixed his mind, his life, his soul, everything at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, and soon passed from this world. Another time in Western India, Lord Nityananda Prabhu met with Shripad Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was an ocean, an ecstatic ocean of love of God. When they first met, they embraced. Torrents of tears poured from both of their eyes as they both fell to the ground unconscious. Ishwara Puri, Brahmananda Puri, and the other disciples of Madhavendra Puri had never ever seen such a loving relationship as this. When they finally came to consciousness, Lord Nityananda said, "Today, all my years of performing pilgrimage has borne fruit because I have seen the unparalleled love of Madhavendra Puri. The love between these two great souls cannot be explained in words." For many days, they just discussed Krishna with each other in transcendental ecstasy. They could not leave each other, even for a moment. Madhavendra Puri, he said that wherever Lord Nityananda Prabhu goes, that is the holiest of all holy places. I have never seen ecstatic love of God like that within the heart of Nityananda. Anyone who even hears the name of Nityananda will attain Krishna. And anyone who is envious of Nityananda will be rejected by Krishna. Madhavendra Puri also gave shiksha, and some say also diksha, to Nityananda Prabhu. He was the primary guru of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. How could these two loving associates ever part from one another? It was only possible because each of them knew their mission ultimately to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Eventually, Nityananda Prabhu came to Vrindavan, where he decided, "I will wait till my Lord begins the Nam Sankirtan movement. Then I will go to Navadvip." In Vrindavan, he stayed near the bank of the Yamuna at a place that is now Shringarbhat, or Nityanandavat. He would play all day in the river Yamuna, splashing waters, playing with cows, playing with the children who were cowherd boys. He would roll around in the sand, playing so many games with them, constantly immersed in remembering his Leela as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. He was so immersed in his Gopalila with Krishna that he never even ate or slept. If somebody brought a little milk unsolicited, he would drink it. All the while waiting for his brother Krishna to begin the Nam Sankirtan movement. When he realized within his heart that Lord Gaur Sundar had returned from Gaya after receiving initiation from Ishwarapuri, and he had inaugurated the Harinam Sankirtan party in the house of Srivas, Nityananda Prabhu left. He left Vrindavan for Sri Navadvip Dham. And just next door, he secretly stayed in the house of Nandan Acharya. Nandan Acharya was a very pure-hearted devotee who was so happy to meet Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Meanwhile, nobody knew who he was or that he had come. But Lord Gauranga, he was telling his associates, in a few days, a great personality is coming to Navadvip. And one day after performing his puja in his home, he came to meet all of his devotees and told them, I had a dream. In this dream, I saw a chariot. Not an ordinary chariot, but a chariot that can transport a person out of this material world to the spiritual world. The chariot had a flag with the insignia of a palm tree upon it. On that chariot was a very large, beautiful man. He held a mace and a plow. He had a lovely complexion. He wore a blue turban and blue garments. He had a golden earring in his ear. His big lotus-like eyes rolled as if intoxicated. That chariot came right in front of my house. And this personality, who looked to me to be Lord Balaram himself, he spoke, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Again and again, 10 or 20 times, he repeated, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? I approached that great, powerful, beautiful personality and said, you are such a great person. Please tell me, who are you? Do I know you? And that man said to me, I am your brother. Tomorrow we will meet and get to know each other again. Lord Chaitanya then went into an ecstatic mood. He became like Balaram. He cried out, bring me Varuni. The devotees didn't know what to do. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, a great personality has come to Navadvip. Srivas, Haridas Thakur, go everywhere throughout Navadvip and search for this great soul and bring him back to me. Haridas Thakur and Srivas Thakur took this order as their life and soul. They went to every house, to every bathing ghat, to every shop, to every marketplace, everywhere. For 9 hours they searched. But they didn't find anything. They returned to Lord Gauranga and said, we went everywhere. But we can't find who you're looking for. The Lord smiled. He was thinking that Nityananda Prabhu will not be found unless he reveals himself. He said, come with me, we will find him. Following Lord Chaitanya, they went to the house of Nandan Acharya. Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on a veranda. Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees offered their prostrated obeisances to him. As soon as Lord Nityananda Prabhu saw the beautiful form of Gauranga, his eternal master, his life and soul, his ultimate only worshipable object, Nityananda Prabhu was stunned. He went into a trance. Every one of his senses were just absorbing Lord Chaitanya. His tongue was licking Lord Chaitanya. His eyes were drinking in the form of Lord Chaitanya. His arms were embracing Lord Chaitanya. His nose was absorbing the form of Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda Prabhu was just in a trance. Then Lord Chaitanya told Srimad Thakur to recite a particular verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes Krishna. When he was in the cowherd pastures of Vrindavan, playing with his gopa friends, just returning back to the village of Vrindavan, how he had a peacock feather on his curling black hairs that were cascading and circling his beautiful moon-like face. He had a Vajayanti garland, wild forest flowers that were extending below his knees. He had garments golden like lightning. This form of Gopal, playing with his friends and with his cows, played beautiful songs upon his flute as he returned to the village of Vrindavan. When Nityananda Prabhu heard this, he fell unconscious. There was no symptoms of life, practically. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srivas, go on reciting. He continued reciting these beautiful slokas from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nityananda Prabhu then went, nobody had ever seen such ecstatic symptoms. He was uncontrolled with tears and horripilations and trembling and rolling on the ground and roaring in ecstasy the names of Krishna. Nobody could hold him still. But then the Lord Chaitanya took Nityananda Prabhu on his lap, and Nityananda Prabhu became peaceful. The devotees were thinking, this is like Ram and Lakshman have been reunited. Another said, they have a relationship like Lord Hari and Lord Shiva. Gadadhar Pandit said, just see, Anantashesha is usually the bed of Krishna, of Vishnu. But now Anantashesha's pride has been crushed. Now he is laying down in the bed of Lord Chaitanya. The two brothers embraced and soaked each other with the tears of their love. Lord Chaitanya asked Nityananda Prabhu, where tomorrow is Vyas Puja. Where would you like it to be celebrated? Nityananda Prabhu held the hand of Srivas and said, in his house. Lord Chaitanya said, this is a big responsibility for you, Srivas. Srivas said, I already have all the scriptures describing how it is to be done. I will collect the ingredients easily and we will do it. They went back to Lord to Srivas's house, and there in Srivasangam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began the kirtan. It was on that day that Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya first danced together to the congregational chanting of the holy name. Even the greatest acharyas admit that they cannot even begin to describe adequately the beauty of the first dance of Nitai Gauranga together. The love that they shared for Krishna as they chanted the holy names and as devotees watched the perfection of all their heart's desires were totally fulfilled by seeing Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda finally united in the Leela to inaugurate Nam Sankirtan throughout the world. Lord Nityananda Prabhu remained at the house of Srivast that night. The next day came the Vyas Puja. The ceremonies were being performed. The culmination is to place the garland on the deity of Vyasadeva. Srivast Thakur gave the garland to Nityananda Prabhu, said, "Now, at this moment, garland Vyasadeva." Nityananda Prabhu stood holding the garland and said, "Yes, yes." Srivast said, "Please, garland Vyasadeva." Nityananda Prabhu, "Yes, yes. It's time to put the garland on Vyasadeva." "Yes, yes." Finally, Srivast went to Lord Chaitanya and said, "Your Nityananda Prabhu is saying yes, yes, but he's not garlanding Vyasadeva." Lord Chaitanya went to Nityananda Prabhu and said, "Nithai, put the garland on Vyasadeva." Lord Nityananda looked up at Lord Chaitanya and placed the garland on the head of Lord Gauranga. It was so charming to see those flowers decorating the beautiful, beautiful silken black hair of Lord Chaitanya. And the Lord was so pleased that right before Nityananda Prabhu's eyes, he manifested Sadbuja. Six-arm form. This particular six-arm form that Lord Nityananda Prabhu saw had the four symbols of Vishnu. The lotus flower, the club, the chakra, and the conch shell. And the other two arms held the paraphernalia of Balaram, a plow and a mace. When Nityananda Prabhu saw this, he fell unconscious in transcendental ecstasy. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought him back to consciousness. Nityananda Prabhu, he went mad with love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon seeing this inconceivable form. Anyone who hears this narration of Lord Chaitanya showing the six-armed form to Nityananda Prabhu will attain Nityananda Prabhu's unlimited mercy. But we must hear with faith, eagerness, and attention accordingly. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "Now the Vyas Puja is complete. Let us perform Nam Sankirtan." They performed kirtan the entire day. And how they were dancing, Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes Lord Nityananda Prabhu was light like a feather. Sometimes every time he put his foot down, the entire house and everything started to tilt. Lord Chaitanya was dancing and jumping in the air and touching his feet to his head. No one had ever seen such love. The two brothers dancing together all the way till night. Then the Lord said, "Now let us have the Vyas Puja Mahaprasad." In this way, the Nam Sankirtan movement was established here in Navadvip. Soon after this, one day, Sachi Mata, she confidentially approached her son and said, "I had a dream last night. very, very extraordinary dream, but I do not understand what it means. Please tell me the dream. She said, I saw yourself and Nityananda, but you were both five-year-old children, and you were playing all sorts of games and running around. And all of a sudden, you just ran right into the house and ran right into the Didi room and picked up the Didis on the altar of Krishna and Balaram and came running off the altar with them. Krishna, Balaram, Didis, they became alive. They said, where are you taking us? Put us back on the altar. And why you're taking all of our boga? And Nityananda Prabhu yelled at them. He said, your days are gone. He said, all these sweets, these laddus, these rasgullas, all the cream and yogurt and ghee products, they now belong to Lord Gauranga. Balaram, Krishna, they said, who do you think we are? Balaram said, my Lord is Krishna. He is the supreme of all lords. What right do you have to take what belongs to him? We will tie you up, we will punish you, and nobody will blame us for that. And Nityananda, little Nityananda, five-year-old boy, he said, the days of you being cowherd boys, stealing butter from the gopas, are gone. Now you are Brahmins. My Lord is Vishwambar, and therefore I have no fear of anything. All these sweets, all this boga, everything now belongs to Lord Gauranga. And then they started fighting over the sweets and fighting over the boga. And then Nityananda Prabhu called out to me, Mata, Mata, feed me. And then the dream ended. She asked Lord Chaitanya, what does this dream mean? Lord Chaitanya said, this is a very good dream. This dream has given me faith. Because you see, sometimes when I would see my wife, Lakshmi Priya, she would offer boga to the deities. And sometimes not all the boga was there. I suspected she must be eating some of it. But now I know that Krishna Balaram are eating it themselves. Our deities are alive. Our deities are there. This is a very good dream. He said it so loud that Lakshmi Priya could hear. And she was smiling, laughing, feeling very nice. Lord Chaitanya said to Sachi Mata, I think Nityananda Prabhu is hungry. We should invite him for prasad. Sachi Mata said, I will cook. You invite him. Lord Chaitanya went to Lord Nityananda. He said, Sachi Mata is inviting you for prasad at my house today. But please behave nicely. Nityananda said, I always behave nicely. You're the one that doesn't behave nicely. And they went to the house, along with Gadadhar and other intimate associates. They sat down on the floor. Sachi Mata cooked wonderful, wonderful feast prasad. And when she brought the prasad in to personally serve them, she saw Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They turned into two little five-year-old children, not even wearing clothes. And Lord Chaitanya, he now had a darkish complexion, the complexion of Krishna. And he had four arms holding the symbols of Vishnu. And Nityananda Prabhu had a beautiful, beautiful white complexion with a plow in his hand. When Sachi Mata saw this, these two little babies, Krishna and Balaram, tears poured from her eyes, her hair stood on end. She dropped the whole plate of prasad on the ground. And she fell unconscious. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately he got up, he washed his hands, and he ran to Sachi Mata and lifted her up and said, "What happened, Mother? What happened?" And she could not say a word. She was just weeping, and she tied her hair back up and went into her room and simply cried in ecstasy while her servant, Ishan, picked up all the food that fell on the floor and ate it himself. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, no one was so fortunate like Ishan, because he would see things like this every day, assisting Sachi Mata in her service to her son. We discussed the other day how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the orders to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas to spread his message to everyone throughout Navadvip. Eventually, the Lord decided to take sannyas. The first person he told was Nityananda Prabhu. He was blissful. Because what happened is he was chanting Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Because he understood in the mood of Krishna, he worshipped the gopis. He was subordinate to the gopis. The gopis' love even conquers Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was glorifying the gopis, and one Brahmin said, "Why are you chanting Gopi Gopi? Where does it say chant Gopi Gopi? You should chant Krishna's name." And he said, "Krishna!" And he became in the mood of a devotee. He said, "Why should I worship Krishna? He has..." And then he began to discuss so many things that Krishna had done. And he chased after that Brahmin with stick. Little boy. No, not little boy, but young student. He began to be criticized. Another time, just before that, one Brahmin who was not allowed in Srivasa's house cursed Lord Chaitanya. He said, "Because you would not allow me to see your kirtan in Srivasa's house, I curse you that you will be separated from your family and lose your home." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Thank you very much." He said to Lord Nityananda Prabhu on this day, he said, "Nitai, I am going to shave my head, put on the saffron garments of a sannyasi, and roam the world." Nityananda Prabhu was shocked. He said, "Whatever you do, my lord, is perfect. You are the independent supreme lord of everything, but please consider, what about your mother Sachi? And what about your devotees? You'll break their hearts." Knowing that the Lord would do this, Nityananda Prabhu went to a private place and simply wept incessant tears, thinking about how this would affect Sachi Mata. The Lord Nityananda Prabhu went to Katwa to help perform the sannyas ceremonies for Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately after taking sannyas, we only have 5 more minutes because Govinda Maharaj is singing Damodarastakam, and I would be very offensive to keep you from that. How you'll all fit in the temple is another question. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately started running to Vrindavan. But it was Lord Nityananda Prabhu who understood the plight of all the devotees in Navadvip who had heard the shocking news that Lord Chaitanya had left home, left Navadvip, they become a sannyasi. They were all on the verge of death. One example. They went to Advaitacharya. He was the leader of all the Vaishnavas. What should we do? Advaitacharya said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to the Ganges to drown myself. And if anyone tries to stop me, then I'll just do it in the middle of night when you're sleeping. And all the devotees said, we're not going to stop you. We're doing it with you. It was serious. And they all went to the Ganges for this purpose. Then a voice spoke from the sky and said, do not do this. Within a few days, you'll be dancing with Lord Gauranga once again. And how is that possible? Because Nityananda Prabhu, he knew the heart of Lord Chaitanya. The Lord wanted to go to Vrindavan, but ultimately his desire was to please his devotees. So Nityananda Prabhu had one cowherd boy give Lord Chaitanya wrong directions. Instead of directing him to the Yamuna in Vrindavan, he directed him to Ganga in Shantipur. And there Lord Chaitanya was reunited with his mother Sachi Devi and all the devotees. And Sachi Mata requested, please, Lord Krishna is living. He could go to see you regularly. On the request of his mother, he went on the journey to Puri with Nityananda Prabhu. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took his bath, Mahanadi River, and he was going to see the... And he gave Nityananda Prabhu his danda to hold. Lord Nityananda Prabhu took that danda and broke it in three places. Threw it in the river. Lord Chaitanya came out of his bath, went to Kapoteshwar Mahadev temple, came out and said, Nithai, give me my danda. Nityananda Prabhu, before he broke the danda, he spoke to the danda. Would you like to hear what he said? He said to the danda, it's wrong that he who I carry in my heart has to carry you. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati gives a very wonderful explanation that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had an ekadanda sannyasi for the purpose of preaching, because that was the prominent sampradaya that people respected at the time. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu made it into a tridanda. Ekadanda means the soul and God are one. Tridanda means we are eternal servant of God. And we offer our body, our mind, our words, and our very life in the devotional service of the Lord. And also, Lord Chaitanya was the supreme personality of Godhead. He was beyond Paramhamsa. It was painful to the heart of Lord Nityananda Prabhu to see him following these strict rules and regulations of a sannyasi. So Lord Chaitanya, he said, my danda is, all the demigods are living in that danda. You broke it. I will not go to Puri with you. Go before or after. Lord Chaitanya went first. We only have one more minute. it was there that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had Nityananda Prabhu dancing in the kirtan of the Ratha Yatra and eventually ordered him go back to Bengal to preach. Like a madman. You should induce everyone and anyone, from the aristocrats to the most sinful and fallen people. Give them love of Krishna through the chanting of Krishna's holy names. Best part of the story is just now, but we should all go to Damodar Astaka. His Holiness Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj and his musicians, devotees from Kazakhstan will be singing the prayers of Satyavrat Muni just now in the temple room. But before departing, let us bow our heads in prayer for the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his most extraordinary representative, who manifested his prowess in unprecedented way. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in this spirit of Nityananda Prabhu, brought the holy name of Krishna and Krishna Prema to the world and has saved our lives. Let us offer our sincerest gratitude and pray that we can be sincere instruments of their mercy through our lives. Thank you very much.